We would like to welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're so glad that you are with us. We want to begin our service by sharing a call to worship from the book of Ezra in chapter 1 and chapters 2. I want to read just a few verses of scripture and then share with you a few thoughts. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, beside all that was willingly offered. They are gathering together all of the supplies to go back to Jerusalem to once again continue work on the wall that had been started and to finish the temple. They were bringing all the things that had been taken over the years by the Babylonians. Cyrus had said, you may take those back and put them back in the temple there in Jerusalem when that work is completed. But it's interesting in that last phrase of verse 6, beside all that was willingly offered. And then chapter 2 gives us a little detail of that in verse 68. And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to set it up in his place. They gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work 80,000 drams of gold and 5,000 pounds of silver and 100 priests' garments. So the priests and the Levites and some of the people and the singers and the porters and the Nethinims dwelt in their cities and all Israel in their cities. When the work was completed on the temple, they of course brought all the silver and the gold, all the articles that had been taken back in there, but also was brought gold, silver, and garments for the priests that were given willingly by the people. This month is Faith Promise Month. We are once again restoring our giving for this coming year for missions. And I just want to encourage you, one of the things that was emphasized with the children of Israel as they were returning back to the land, they weren't just going for a short trip and then going to come back to Babylon. They were going back to live in the land. And one of the things that were going to be needed was supplies. They needed gold. They needed silver. They needed the things that were necessary to once again restore the temple and to have it back into worship condition. And that required the people to give willingly. One of the things that has been the capstone of Christianity is the fact that Christians give because God gave. God gave His only begotten Son. There was no greater gift that God could give than His Son, Jesus Christ. And He forever established a principle for the Christian, that you and I are to give of our best. Notice what they gave. They gave of their gold and their silver and of their garments to the priests. They gave of their best. Oh, how we need to be reminded of that. God's not interested in our leftovers. He's interested in the very best. Why? Because He's given to us the very best. And so I want to encourage you as we continue to pray and next Sunday as we collect our faith promises for this coming year, that you would encourage your heart in the Lord, that you would seek to give the very best to God so that He can continue His work. God doesn't need our money, but God gave us His money to use for His glory. And we need to understand that, and we need to give our very best. And I want to encourage you, when it came to the establishment of the worship of God again in Jerusalem, they wanted to give their best, and they gave, the Bible says, willingly to the work. And so we want to give willingly unto the Lord this year in our faith promise giving.